Hi, this week we're discussing this question: was Islam a violent religion in its origin? Last week we noticed that through history, some people calling themselves Christians used violence to spread their religious beliefs. For example, the medieval Crusades and the Salem witch trials. But we also noticed that when these people used violence, they were acting contrary to the teachings of Christ, the founder of Christianity. The question before us now is this: when Muslims use violence, hatred, and intimidation on other people, are they acting contrary to the founder of their religion, or are they merely following in the teachings and footsteps of their founder? First, here's what the Quran teaches when someone harms a Muslim. I'm reading from the Quran, Surah 2, verse 190. Fight for the sake of God those that fight against you, but do not attack them first. God does not love the aggressors. Slay them wherever you find them. Drive them out of the places from which they drove you. Now compare this with what Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 38 and 39. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also." Now, do you see the difference? Do you see that we're not just all serving the same God? Do you see that all religions are not the same? And do you see that we're not all going to the same place? We're just going by different ways. Second, the Quran teaches that Muslims are to fight against their enemies. The Quran says, Surah 4, verse 76, "The true believers fight for the cause of God, but the infidels fight for the devil. Fight then against the friends of Satan." Now the question here is, who are these friends of Satan with which Muslims are to fight? As you keep reading in the Quran, you will discover that the friends of Satan are Jews and Christians. Listen to the Quran again, Surah 5, verse 16, quote, "Unbelievers are those who declare God is the Messiah, the Son of Mary," end quote. Again, the Quran says in Surah 5, verse 82, quote, "You will find that the most implacable of men in enmity to the faithful are the Jews and the pagans, and that the nearest in affection to them are those who say, we are Christians," end quote. So the founder of Islam, Muhammad, taught his people to fight and kill all who were not Muslims. When Muslims fight today and perform terroristic acts, they are not acting against the teachings of Islam. Instead, they're acting in accord with the teachings of the founder of Islam. Listen again to the Quran in Surah 9, verse 5, quote, "When the sacred months are over, slay the idolaters wherever you find them. Arrest them and lie in wait everywhere for them. If they repent and take to prayer and render the alms levied, allow them to go their way," end quote. In other words, if an unbeliever will repent and convert to Islam and pay the money levied against him, his life can be spared by a Muslim warrior. But if he refuses to convert, he must be slain. Such is the teaching of the founder of Islam and the holy book of Islam, the Quran. By way of contrast, Christ and his apostles converted men by persuasion. They would reason with people and debate with people. When violence erupted, it was always Christ and his disciples who would suffer the persecution without retaliating. In Romans 12, verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, quote, "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men," end quote. Again, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, quote, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Verse 23, "Who when he was reviled did not revile in return. When he suffered he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously," end quote. Now do you see the difference between Islam and Christianity? Islam is not a peaceful religion. It did not begin in a peaceful way. It was not spread by peaceful means. On September 11, 2001, we saw the Islam religion for what it really was. When Christians kill others, it is against the teachings of Christ and the teachings of the New Testament scriptures. Christians who kill are acting contrary to what they have been taught in the Bible. When Muslims kill, they are only doing what the founder of their religion taught them to do. There's a big difference in this, my friends. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and this audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.